This is Dude That's Fucked Up, the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Of podcasts. The podcast of fucked up podcasts is, you know, we're fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. All that. Yeah. How y'all doing? I hope you're good. We have a fun show for you today. Before we do that, we do have a little business. Yeah. We're going to talk to you about
business.
Some future.
Yeah.
Episodes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Big deal. This is episode 190. That means we are 10 weeks away from our 200th fucking episode.
Yes.
Dude. What? What?
Can you believe it? So, we've done 200 of these fucking episodes, man. Crazy.
No. Like, how? It's so weird. It's also, like, it's – I feel very sad that I don't have, like, a memory of more than half of them just because, like, there's other stuff in my brain, you know? It's like we talk about something and I know about it for a week and then it's like
– I know, right? I'm at the point now where I just don't know what we've done episodes on, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Where like, it's like, did we do up. That?
Yeah. Who's to say?
For our 200th episode, okay, we looked ahead. It aligns perfectly with the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Tis the season. You know, if you're a longtime listener, every – holiday episode, we write Sinterklaas poems to each other, which are basically poems that roast the other person, but like in a lovingly manner. It's like you get some jabs in, but then
it's like saying how much you love each other, no matter. Well, like that's what it is to us, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So we thought it would be really fun to have you listening or watching on YouTube. Send us a Sinterklaas poem and roast us. Keep it cute still. Like, don't call us like a fucking bitch or anything.
Yeah, that, I don't know. That'd be mean.
Yeah, like you could, like Aaron made fun of my curly hair and called it pubes one year.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. It was funny. Anything that's funny will be great. Yeah. Anything that's just mean, we're going to be sad and cry. Yeah. And you don't want to hear us cry in a podcast. No. That's not fun or holiday fun or celebration
You only want to cry when we're cry laughing. That's what we're looking for here. So if you want to write a Sinterklaas poem for us, please do so and submit that to us via the website, dtfupodcast.com. We have like a contact form you could send in, whatever. And it just basically sends an email directly to us. Or you can just literally shoot us an email at dtfupodcast@gmail.com. And we will take submissions for poems that way. And we'll pick the best ones we get and read them during our 200th episode before or after. I don't know how the format's going to go. But we are going to also have Sinterklaas poems for each other.
Oh, for each other. Yeah, 100%. So, yeah.
But we want to take this moment to solicit your poems about us in this moment, so
yeah, we'll try and read as many as we can, and like definitely like the more I would say the more deeper you're able to go into the pod, like the more deep cuts that you are able to do, that would be fun. Like, you know a lot about us, so you know that there's a lot to roast, and it would just be really fun to see some poems or just about the podcast in general.
In general, yeah.
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 It could even be like a Sinterklaas about like Pigman or something. Like it could be like you could do whatever the fuck you want. But if it's funny, we'll read it.
Podcast adjacent, friend adjacent, whatever. Yep. Well, I mean, you know, whatever floats your boat, whatever gets your creative boner tickling. I don't know. That makes no sense. I don't know what I'm saying. Cool, Aaron. Have some more wine, stupid idiot. See, I'm already roasting myself. So, yeah, that would be super cool. And I'm a person who hates talking about Christmas when it's not even Halloween yet. So we're not going to – that's not what we're talking about today. But we just wanted to throw it out there.
Yeah.
Very far ahead of time so that we could solicit your – your best poems.
Oh my God. I can't wait. I just want to read so many, and I know they'll be so funny.
Oh.
It's just like, oh.
I know. We have some very, very funny and creative listeners and friends of the pod. So
listeners/friends of the pod. I was also gonna say this. Also, like, we're gonna do other really fun stuff around the 200th
episode. Oh yeah,
but we just wanted to give you some warning. Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm. A countdown, if you will, so that you know.
Yeah, it's coming. So get ready.
Yeah, so get ready.
Send us your Santa Claus bombs. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything fucked up for you this week?
Oh, okay. I don't know. It's like not the most fucked up thing. First of all, I got out of jury duty, dodged that bullet somehow.
Yes, dude.
I checked in every night. Today was my last night to check in. I checked in about 2 hours ago, and it was like, you have completed your service. We thank you. And I was like, oh, yes. But then I realized I missed an audition. Like a voice audition I was supposed to do today, which I got the email yesterday around 5, and Pete, we like share an office space, and so I can't record when he's in here working, and he's like typing and shit. So, and then the debates were on, and then I had some beers, and then everything was downhill from there. But yeah, so I didn't do it last night, and then I was like, okay, I'll do it in the morning, like first thing, I'll just get up and do it. Well, I didn't. I totally forgot. And then I just like somehow remembered like around 6 p.m. and was like, fuck, and it was due at 1. It was like not even like, oh, I could eke this in just like past the due time. It's like, no, it was due hours ago.
Bummer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you do it anyway? Or
no, I sent my agent an email and was just like, I'm sorry, I completely dropped the ball on this. Like, I think it's too late to turn it in, but if I can still do it, let me know.
That's and, like literally like every nightmare that I still I have.
Yeah.
About like I like always have these like school nightmares where I like missed a test, and it's like I still have this recurring one where I like was supposed to take a math class or something, and I just never went to it, and I never like got an email that I got dropped from the class or anything, and I like
and you like missed to graduate the withdrawal. Or something. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, and I still have that. Same nightmare,
dude. I have it like probably every 4 years or so. It's very weird.
And then an anxiety thing. It's so weird.
I wonder what that is. It's very weird, but yeah, that happened, and it was like I can't really do anything about it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, mm-hmm. I'll apologize. I almost wasn't even gonna say anything. I was like, I'm just gonna pretend like I never got it. And then I was like, no, I need to be like accountable, and they'll probably appreciate that I was like honest about it. But then I was like, well, what if I call myself out? Like, what if they didn't even realize I didn't submit it? Like, what if there's just like such a long list?
Yeah.
And it's like, then I called myself out and I was like, oh, whatever. But yeah, stupid. Yeah,
well,
yeah, whatever. But what's your fucked up thing this week?
You know, I don't have one this week. I'm just gonna
just gonna roll through.
I'm gonna roll through. Yeah.
All right.
It's been like kind of a shit week. You know, just like in terms of like my brain not working and just being kind of like blah. So I'm just going to – this week I'm going to write it off, you know. It's just like it never happened. Write it off, yeah. Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, just writing it off.
I can do that these days. I think we could all do that these days. Like let's just let's just call it a week.
Yeah, let's just call it an IOU for next week.
Yeah.
Who
let's
cares?
Let's just go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who cares?
Let's do it. I don't care.
Well,
let's start our topic then, because it's very fun. It's local. It's fancy. It's old.
It's spooky. You guys, it's we're gearing up for Halloween here.
Oh yeah.
In my household. I've been trying to watch something scary every day if I can.
Yeah.
That's my commitment to my favorite season of all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My birthday is coming up at the end of this month. Mm-hmm. The weather is changing. It is the new year for Jews. Mm-hmm. It's just like it feels very like,
yeah,
yes,
fresh.
It's fresh, sort yeah,
like
yeah,
turning kind of a new leaf,
turning a new brown dead leaf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know. We're this topic though.
Oh my God.
It's got everything. It's got history. It's got the ocean. It's got it's got ghosts, maybe, I guess. I don't know.
It's got anchors. It's got sailors. Chaise lounges. Yeah, chaise longs.
Big decks.
Yeah, it's got big deck energy.
Big deck energy.
it's got very spooky, not just because it's maybe haunted, but also there's like a spooky Fright Fest there every year, except this year because everything's canceled this year.
Yeah.
But it's got Halloween haunts for days. So,
We're talking about the Queen Mary.
Oh my God.
She is here. She is in Long Beach, honey. This is her home. This is where she's retired to.
Oh my God. She is she's in all of her retired glory. She is she's everything. She's a hotel. She's restaurants. She's gift shops.
She is just this stately grand dame hanging out in the port of Long Beach.
She's everything but still working.
That is correct. and you know what another spooky thing about her is?
What?
Is that she looks exactly like the Titanic.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, 100%.
Literally, when you think of the Titanic, you think of those big smokestacks.
Yeah, and, like, black and white and red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that is exactly the vibe she has. The thing that, like, immediately differentiates her from the Titanic is that she has three stacks instead of four.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
And did you know that one of those stacks on the Titanic, because the Titanic had four, was a dummy stack. It didn't do anything. It was just like to be like, here's my fourth stack hose.
Oh, my God. It's like we just need some extra weight on this ship to sink it in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This old broad is parked in Long Beach, California. I could walk outside my door for like a couple blocks and see it right now. Mm-hmm. It is.
You could hear when her horn blows.
Oh, does she do that?
Yeah, dude. Have you ever heard it?
Yeah, but I always thought that was cruise ships. But it makes sense now because there's no cruise ships anywhere around right now. But I still sometimes hear it.
I think it's her.
Oh, wow. Or it's the ghost. It's okay.
It's a ghost horn.
Also, it looks just like the Titanic. Probably smells like it, too. It's old and it's not in the best shape, I'd say.
Nah. I mean, she is like 86 years old. And she's in the water, so
yeah,
it takes a lot of toll over time to anything. So over the years,
she could use a facelift.
Yeah,
she has to have one, but she could use a little nip and a tuck.
Well, we just want her to be like preserved, and the issue is she's fallen into disrepair over the years. She's been kicked around by a lot of different owners. Keep saying they're going to take good care of her and fix her up, but that really hasn't happened the way it needed to over the past several decades. So some issues have arisen, and she's struggling. But I don't know. I feel like there's so much potential for her to be super cool and fun.
Yeah.
But she's just been kind of done dirty for so long. But I feel like she's had some revitalization in the past few years. It's still a little hokey.
They're trying. I mean, I feel like, you know, the best thing to ever happen to the Queen Mary was a Groupon. Because it's like, no one's going. Like, everything's so expensive. It's like, I think there's pictures of me as a baby on there because my great-grandma used to want to, like, eat out there. That was, like, the big to-do was we're all having dinner on the Queen Mary. It was, like, going to a steakhouse or something.
Yeah.
And now I don't have those same feelings about it.
Sure.
Like, this is so amazing. It's like,
it's a novelty for sure.
It's a novelty, yeah.
But it's like kind of a hokey novelty.
But like put a Michelin star restaurant on there and fuck yeah. I mean, it'd be amazing. But like it's all kind of like.
I think it's the rest. There are restaurants on the Queen Mary.
Yeah.
I think they're all just kind of okay.
Yeah.
But there's like a fine dining option and then like kind of a more like regular casual dining.
Yeah. Yeah. Buffet.
But those are like the main draws of it are you can stay, not right now because of COVID, but you can stay in the hotel that is on board. Yep. They still have the staterooms, which are hotel rooms essentially.
Yeah.
You can dine there and you can go shopping there. And you it's used as an event space these days. And also, yeah, they have these haunted tours because apparently she is haunted.
Big old question
allegedly.
Mark.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I will say it's creepy. I have a story, but I'll save it for a little while. Let's talk about like
the
her
history.
Origins.
Yeah, let's go back. Let's go back to let's just like get in the like frame of mind of
oh
like
my God.
A rose on the deck of the Titanic.
Oh like, my God.
Put well, yourself this is like the exact time like well not exact. This is like a little bit later. The Titanic is already sunk, okay?
Yeah, it's but, like 20 or 30 years later, right?
Yeah, it's like 20 years later.
Yeah.
15 years, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that long after, but, you know, we're in the 1930s is when she starts getting built.
Wait, you're the boat expert with your my fore, my aft.
That's true. I guess.
Is there like room somewhere in here to talk about her birth, but like with E-R-T-H? Isn't that a boat term?
That is a boat term. That is.
I wish I knew what it meant.
Yeah.
A wide berth. Oh, it's like a size.
I think. No, I think that's like where you park it.
Like where Oh.
I don't really know what that means, but sure.
Oh, okay.
It is
I think
a boat
it's
term.
Like the area you need to drive through or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're
okay.
Right.
We don't know.
Who's to say?
Who cares?
So the RMS Queen Mary is a retired British ocean liner, and she sailed primarily on the North Atlantic Ocean from 1936 to 1967, and she was built by the Cunard White Star Line. That's a combination of two different companies, Cunard and then White Star. And it was built by John Brown and Company in Clydesbank, Scotland. That's where she was born.
That's where she was birthed. Okay.
That's where she was birthed, yeah.
two questions.
Sure.
But now I'm just realizing the answer to this. I was going to ask, does a boat sail if it doesn't have sails? But I think that's just generally the term for, like, a boat going. Probably because all boats used to be sailboats. And then, like, in the olden days. Also, I do want to make a comment to everyone that if White Star sounds familiar, that is because they were the company that sank the Titanic. And by sank it, I mean they, like, owned it and, like,
they
drove
built
it.
Yeah.
They built it. And, yeah.
They
we
owned
already,
it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they owned it. Also, we talked about that they did look very similar, and it has a faux stack. The Titanic had a faux stack, a fake stack. But also, the Queen Mary is bigger than the Titanic was.
The stats on the Queen Mary, she's a little bit more built than the Titanic.
Oh, my God.
She's all real. She's all real, not like the Titanic. She doesn't have any fake stacks.
She doesn't need fake stacks, okay?
No. But, yeah, she didn't hold – I don't think she held as many passengers because I think they just squeezed everybody in the, you know, the – third class or the steerage in on the Titanic probably.
Ooh, yeah.
But yeah. But all the other stats, like she's the Queen Mary is bigger in every way.
Oh, there's a song they wrote about the Queen Mary. She's got thick dun dun out stacks. Dun dun out down. They're not a fake. Like on the Titanic.
Oh God!
You know that
well,
song, right?
I feel like the Titanic is a dude ship, though. Like I know,
yeah,
like,
yeah, she's a lady.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
They're just like not the same, and the Queen Mary's better.
Yeah, Queen Mary's better. So the construction on the ship while they were building it, the ship was called Hull Number 534. That's what they have to like officially like christen a boat. Basically, that's when they like slap it with a thing, but they like have to give it a name. That's like part of the whole
procedure.
It's like you. There's so much like superstition and tradition with like all this shit. So
when they whack it with the champagne bottle,
yeah, but
like
I mean,
they name it.
Well, no, it's already named, but that's like the official like christening, I guess. Mm-hmm, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So in 1930, December in Scotland, that's when they started building the Queen Mary, or as it was known at the time, hole number 534. Work was actually halted right after they only like had been a year into building it in 1931. Mm. In December, they halted work due to the Great Depression. Like nobody could get any lines of money anymore, so they had to stop work. They couldn't pay the workers. So Kennard applied, the initial owner of the ship, Kennard applied to the British government for a loan to complete it. And they granted the loan and gave him all the money they needed. And also enough money to build another ship that would be the running mate. Cause the way they would do it was they would always build like a sister ship so they could do the back and forth
routes. Like coming and going.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it would be like a weekly service back and forth to New York. But the one condition was of the loan was that Kennard had to merge with White Star Line, which was the company that built the Titanic. So – and because they were also struggling. And the funny thing about that is they were major rivals. Like these were – this was like fucking Ford and Chevy, you know, whatever. I don't – however, whatever competition – you know, you want to think of.
How fucking surprised were you to learn that White Star was still around doing their thing after the huge, disappointment of the
Titanic? Well, you know they had to have had, like, some sort of insurance for this. So, like, was more – the question is more, was the insurance company that insured them still around after I don't know.
Oh God, yeah. Also, you know. Also we always talk about rebranding. You can just like rebrand and move on. We thought we had that episode where we talked about like Tylenol and stuff doing a great job at rebranding. Fucking White Star. If it existed today, maybe it would be on our radar, but like wow. The fact that they didn't go under
and I mean they yeah.
That's on purpose. I use go under as a wordplay, but oh.
I mean, the unsinkable White Star, right?
Oh,
I
yeah.
Who knows?
Not a great name.
Yeah, so they were actually midway White Star was like midway building another ship and they had to stop because they ran out of money, but they were rescued basically by joining forces with their all-time rival. So they completed the merger, and as soon as everything was like finalized, they resumed work immediately back on the Queen Mary, and she was launched on September 26th of 1934. So all in all, it took 3.5 years to build her. And it cost £3.5 million, which was equal to $17.5 million at the time, which in today's money would be $334 million, like over $334 million. So
to make a boat.
Yeah. So $358,955 to be exact.
We would not build anything like that today, right? Like even
absolutely.
Like, oh, we would?
We still – so
cruise ships – like military stuff. Oh, no. Cruise ships cost that much money? Holy shit.
I was very curious about this. So I – sorry, I just kicked my table. I just – I looked it up while I – when I saw that figure and I was like, holy fucking shit, over $300 million to build this fucking boat basically. And we – when we make cruise ships that are like the lowest – almost the lowest bracket, basically.
Yeah.
On average, it costs over $300 million to build. And they have built super, like, massive cruise ships that are, like, entire cities that can hold, like, upwards of, you know, 8,000, 10,000 people. Those cost – they have cost about $1 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I don't know how many of those are in existence, but they exist and they've been built and people have spent, like companies have spent money on them and they're insane. Yeah.
Wow, so. That's amazing. How, yeah. like, also, I wonder how long, it kind of makes sense because it's like some of those ships that you'll take, like the Carnival cruise line from here down to like Baja, Mexico, old as fuck. And yeah. you're like, why are they still using this? It's so old. And then it's like, oh, because it costs so much money and like what they're not just going to throw it away. But yeah. I wonder how long it takes to like start making a profit.
I mean, God, years. I don't know. Years. And yeah, decades, that's maybe. That's why the cruise industry is freaking the fuck out right now. Anyway, so yeah, so she was launched and in 1934, but her maiden voyage was actually May 27th, 1936. Mm-hmm. So she did her route.
She was a young lass.
She was a young lass. Mm-hmm. And her sister ship was the Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, cute. Yeah,
very cute. So Queen Mary, she is in use. Everybody loves her. She's gorgeous. Oh, she's doing her thing.
Prime
she's going
life.
To New York. Everybody's sailing. Everybody's even though like the Depression was like happening and stuff, people
there were
still
rich people.
Still rich people.
They need to get places.
Yeah. So then World War II happens, mm-hmm. and it was fucking all hands on deck in World War II. Everywhere yeah. around the world, everybody was like repurposing everything, and so Queen Mary was no exception. They put her to work. Mm-hmm. They converted her into a troop ship, which basically was she ferried Allied troops all around these seas.
Yeah,
like the down Atlantic. To all around the Atlantic, down to Australia, oh down God. To New Zealand.
Wow,
like anywhere people needed to go, she was there.
Okay. P.S. Fun fact: Bob Hope was on the last passenger voyage pre World War II. So like right Ooh. Before they turned it over, to like you know. Participate in the war. I don't know what yeah. you'd say. To serve in the war.
In the war effort.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He was a passenger. Wow. Also, he was like a very big USO type guy. So
yeah.
it's interesting that that's like, I don't know, kind of connected.
World War II, though, is like where she is. She's working. So they have to.
She's a working paint, girl. Yeah.
She's a working girl. They have to paint her entire hull and everything gray. Like all her like red
oh my God.
Smokestacks have to be painted gray. She's like fucking full camouflage for the ocean.
It's like G.I. Jane when they have to shave Demi Moore's head.
Yeah.
It's like you're taking this away from her, but you know what? It doesn't matter because it's just hair.
Yeah.
She will still shine.
That's right. Well, and because they paint her all gray, she is like – she can't be seen in these seas. Like she is stealth. She mm-hmm. is fast. So oh. she gets the nickname the Gray Ghost.
Oh, my right? God.
I
is
love
that why
it.
She's haunted? The end.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. Bye.
And no. that's why she's haunted. No.
This is World War II is basically where she starts getting her spooky vibe happening. Mm. Like this is the beginnings of the spooky vibe because she gets this nickname the Gray Ghost. And she does her thing. She gets through it all and makes it through the war. And after World War II, she's refitted for passenger service. And along with Queen Elizabeth, her sister ship, they get back to work doing the two-ship transatlantic passenger service, which was their initial purpose.
Cute.
So they dominate just these two ships. They're out here dominating the transatlantic passenger transportation market.
Oh my God.
But Number then, one. Yeah, they're just killing it. Everything is so glamorous, so beautiful. Mm-hmm. But then the dawn of the jet age in the 1950s happens. And that's when airplane travel just becomes the way to do it.
Well, it doesn't take like 2 weeks to get there anymore. It's like – okay, but also around this time, they had hella celebs. So, so like, yeah, probably up until like airplanes were the way to go. Like
yeah.
so many people were riding on the Queen Mary, and that includes Fred Astaire, Bing Crosby, Elizabeth Taylor, Audrey Hepburn, Greta Garbo, all the celebs, all the biggest, brightest stars – of the day were like just like luxuriating
Oh, can you – like, this is everything you – about, like, old glamour Hollywood yes. that you could possibly imagine. Like, I yes. want a film based on this entire – like, I want, like, a feel-good – big ship movie that's not Titanic. Oh, you know what
Me
I'm saying?
Too. Yeah, like it doesn't sink at the end.
Doesn't and, sink. And yeah. it's like everybody is hot and fucking on it and they're like impeccable. You know what I mean? Like I want to know what the fuck Fred Astaire was up to in those yeah. staterooms.
Who's
I don't
he
know.
Fucking in those staterooms? And yeah, yeah like I want to see him dancing, but like not fancy dancing like we've seen him in the movies. I want to see him like grinding, you know, like, like oh, they're going to fuck in a stateroom later.
Yeah.
100%.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah. So if you can imagine that, it was, you know, not like weird. I guess go ahead and imagine weird sex in staterooms. But like.
I feel like it was like Las Vegas on the seas.
Yeah. And everybody is just like.
So horny.
So horny. So hot. So
in their
well
prime.
Dressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so just, well fed.
Yeah.
So just like some people are seasick. But they're not, you know, they're just puking in the corner. They're not.
Yeah,
really
that duck l'orange didn't sit well.
The beef Wellington was
yeah
was it didn't settle. But mm-hmm. you know what, the martinis are going down good.
Yeah, very smooth. So yeah, just imagine that. I'm mm-hmm. like imagining the party from The Shining, and. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, very, very
– like, hallucinated party?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what I imagine people's, like, ghost encounters are like when they're on the Queen Mary these days is they just hear the, like – and then they,
hello?
Like – they're like, huh?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then someone's like, sir, we haven't served this spirit here since 1969. Because Hotel California is The Shining. I don't know if everyone knew that, but.
Sure. I thought it was about addiction, but okay. Oh, and that actually is what the Shining is about. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
So, cutting that out. So after the jet like era comes yeah. into play in the 50s, by the mid 60s, the Queen Mary was getting older. Mm-hmm. She's past her prime and started operating at a loss. So after several years of, you know, not such great profits for the Cunard line, Queen Mary was officially retired from service in 1967 and put up for sale.
She was forced into retirement, okay?
Yeah, they told her, sorry, you're not fuckable anymore.
Oh, ship. And I was, oh, oh.
You can only play people's mother now, sorry.
It's so rude. And it's also like, no, I'm sorry. You fucking find me the roles that I'm a good fit for, or I'm going to write my own shit.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that didn't happen. I'm just like imagining all the cigarette smoke and all the like,
yeah,
you know, gin spilled all over her gorgeous carpet and yeah, and well, it
but
was
she did
gorgeous
write her own. She wrote her own future because she's a fucking hotel now. What other That's ships true. In the world are like parked and like people are still interested? You know what I mean?
That's true. Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in 1967, she's put up for sale, and a lot of offers were submitted to buy her. But the bid of 3.4 million, which was 1.2 million pounds at the time, came in from Long Beach, California, and beat a pretty large bid from a Japanese scrap merchant company.
Wow.
They were going to buy this Japanese scrap merchant was going to buy her and, you know, sell her for – Scrapper, yeah, sell her for parts. But here comes Long Beach, California, just swooping in and picking her up. So under the command of – okay, this is a fantastic name. Write this down.
Okay.
Captain John Treasure Jones.
John Treasure Jones.
John Treasure Jones.
Oh, my God. Captain John Treasure Jones.
Oh, hi. I'm your captain for the evening, John Treasure Jones.
And then an orgy starts, but it's on a boat. Anywhere the captain's at.
Yeah. I mean, boats are just like notoriously horny. So come on.
When are you – like you're never not fucking on a boat. Right? Isn't that – I've heard that somewhere.
Sure. So under the command of John – Captain John Treasure Jones, who had been her captain since 1965, she sailed from Southampton in England for the last time on October 31st.
Spooky.
Another spooky spirit.
Whoa.
October 31st, 1967, with 1,093 passengers and 806 crew. So after a voyage around Cape Horn, she arrived in Long Beach on December 9th, where she remains permanently moored.
Cute.
So that's how she got here. And now, as we know her, she serves as a tourist attraction, has restaurants, a museum, and a hotel.
Oh, my God.
The ship is listed as is in the National Register of Historic Places, and the National Trust for Historic Preservation has accepted Queen Mary as part of the Historic Hotels of America.
Cute. She should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although she's like, yeah, I guess she's in a historic hotel at this point, but it's also like, well, she was a historic boat. There's so much more to her than a hotel. First of all, she was mobile. Second, she fucking fought in World War II.
Yeah.
Like, let's give her more credit than just a hotel.
I think they gave her the designation of a hotel because it's like for tax purposes and shit, and they can do different like zoning things and shit. So
cute.
It's all bureaucracy.
Okay.
So yeah, that brings us to the hauntings.
Oh my God.
Portion of the show. So as we've been talking about, she has seen some shit. Queen Mary has been out in these waters for 86 years and has seen it all. The Great Depression, World War II, lots of weird sex in staterooms.
Yeah.
People throwing up over her rails, on her decks.
Oh my God.
You know,
especially on New Year's Eve every year, because there's always a big rip-roaring party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And now we're living through a global pandemic. So she has literally lived through it all.
Oh,
she's not a living thing. She's a boat. So, but you better believe that people believe she's haunted as fuck.
Okay. I've been on the Queen Mary several times.
Yes.
And I had a fucked up experience.
Tell me everything.
I maybe should have like led with this, but we're here now, you know?
Here we are.
Like, here we are. I just felt like we had to give her due. Then now we could talk about our experience. Okay. So you can like, you already talked about like you could do tours and stuff. And then something that's pretty cool that they do is you can, so like, if you buy admission to the boat between certain hours, they give you that money back in a bar tab. So, like, basically, you pay for admission, but really you're just, like, buying a couple drinks ahead of time to get on the boat. And they just want you on there to spend more money and stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's, like, I hadn't ever been on there since I've been, like, sentient and remember human memories. But like, we were like, we should go check it out. I think a friend was in town, Pete's friend Leland, and we've taken Pete's parents on it. And so we got tickets and we went up in the elevator, whatever, and we went into this bar. And it's, like, on the edge of – it was, like, sunset. It was really beautiful. It was on the edge of the boat, like, the front of the boat, under a smokestack. And it's just, like, everything feels creepy on there because it looks like the Titanic. It's old. It does smell weird. Like, it's old. And so we're, like, sitting there, and we ordered some drinks. And we're just, like, hanging out and watching the sunset and stuff. And then, like, the light hit a certain point, and it just, like, looked very weird and eerie inside. And I saw the most fucked up thing. It was – okay, so I, like, looked out the window at the sunset. I could tell that they had not washed those goddamn fucking windows in what I will tell you is probably 20 years. There was kid faces pushed up on it. There's smudges. No. There's fucking sneezes and food chunks. It is, like, The scariest thing I've ever seen. It's like, I can't even see through this window because it is so disgusting. They haven't washed these windows since this has been built.
Yeah, well, you better believe they've been fucking washing the shit out of those windows these days.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing else to do. Yeah. I hope they've fully, like, recarpeted and stuff. That was a fake scary story. But, yeah. But, no, it was. I was, like, really
in
kind
this
of disappointed.
Global pandemic? That is scary.
You're right. You're right. Yeah, I've been on it since with Pete's parents, and, like, we walked the – we, like, kind of looked at the museum-ier parts of it and kind of walked the decks and stuff, and there is a creepy vibe on there. And I don't – I mean, you know, I don't really, like, believe in that stuff, but there is – just knowing how old it is and, like, its history, I think, is creepy enough for me.
Totally, yeah. I mean, it's had a lot of years.
Yeah.
And – so just I do think, like, things especially, like, I don't know, boats, man, they just, like, retain a lot of energy. Just I don't know, there's weird stuff happening out on the ocean. So anyway, Time magazine included the Queen Mary among its top 10 haunted places, like, in the whole wide world. She's on Travel and Leisure's top 15 of the most beautiful but totally haunted hotels in the world.
Oh my God.
She's been featured on the Travel Channel's Haunted Destination of the Week. She's also appeared on Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters and British TV's Most Haunted.
Oh my God.
She's truly a fucking spooky celebrity with all these accolades.
Good for her. She deserves it. She's a pageant queen, you know?
Like, give her her fucking, like, daytime Emmy or nighttime Emmy, really.
Yeah, nighttime Emmy.
It's spooky. So countless people, though, have accounts of seeing ghosts and experiencing paranormal activity. And it's all been documented over the years. So
I do think we should caveat, like, this is my way of explaining some of this. I suppose you, no one else has to believe in this. But I feel like the fact that you can buy tickets to tour this in the spooky places and, like, go on spooky tours unfairly increases the amount of reports.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, and hey, this place is haunted. Pay us $45 to $50. We'll take you on this hour-long thing through all the creepy areas where we'll tell you creepy stuff happens. And then you might experience something. It's like the likelihood that people are already going to be kind of freaked out and thinking about it, it makes it so that then more reports are that it's haunted. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that was the thing. There were, like, always this – there was always, like, stories about it, like, kind of, you know, rumors that it was haunted for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, the current ownership really leaned into this this kind of idea and is capitalizing on the fact that people, like, fucking love this shit. So
yeah. I mean, it's a business.
It's a business. So, so you can buy tickets for the boat – or for the spooky, like, tour through the boat or through the ship.
Yep.
But
and
yeah.
You could stay in rooms, like, you could stay, there's, like, packages where you get the spooky ghost tour and you spend a night on the boat. Like, they've done a really good job. And then, like we also said earlier, they really lean into it hard where every October they have kind of, like, a not scary farm or, like, a fright night thing. The whole month of October outside in the – there's, like, a park like, where it's docked. And it's, like, all spooky all the time. And I've had friends that, like, work there as, like, spooky people, like, actors and stuff. So they really, like, embrace it, which is cool.
Yeah, their marketing department just really nailed it.
Yeah.
So – but, yeah, this – the hauntings are reported
aplenty.
Well, no, I just mean, like, there's tons of stories, and some of the main stories are about there's a few main ghosts, if you will, that haunt this ship. The first ghost that people report seeing all the time is a sailor who died in the ship's engine room.
This was brutal.
Yeah, this really happened. It's sad.
Yeah, it really happened. Also, like, these mistakes happen. You know, like, someone's going to die. It was olden days. People are doing, like, fucked up big. These are big-ass boats with, like, a lot of
heavy machinery
and concrete and shit. Yeah. And this – it was already made at this point. It was in 1966. So it was, like, very shortly before they retired her.
Uh-huh.
An 18-year-old man who is also a kid, I would say,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. was crushed by watertight doors.
Oof.
And they were able to get him loose, but, like – and they got him loose and they shot him up with morphine, but he died at the hospital.
Awful.
Yeah, it was really sad. So, of course, people have seen him.
Yeah. And I guess, like, his haunting is, like, people have reported that the sound of somebody is – of this ghost is somebody running up behind them and whistling.
Yeah.
That's creepy as fuck. And then they've also said they've seen a figure of a bearded man in blue coveralls that looks just like the guy who died. And then there's, I guess he's like wandering the hallways and asking if guests have seen his wrench.
Okay. Which, come on, if that's not code for a dick, this is the thing. 'Cause people will report seeing, like, they'll be like, oh, a man just walked by in his overalls or whatever. He asked me if I had a wrench. So you might want to find him. He's probably a maintenance guy or whatever. And they're like, no, that's. We don't have that man working on this boat or whatever.
Then a wrench hasn't been used in this ship since
1969.
Yeah, dude. It's a dick for sure.
That's a dick. And the thing that I love about this is, like, people will see that and they'll be like, oh, and then they go look for him and then he's, like, no longer there. And it's like, why are you looking for a guy who wanted to – show you his dick.
Yeah.
Like, just,
I mean, if I was a ghost, I would be punking people left and right. I'd be
like, just show it. You're a ghost.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, well, ghost dicks are elusive, you know? So yeah, and then people this is the funniest thing to me.
No.
People who've taken the tour have reported leaving with grease on their face.
This fucking ghost.
I love this guy.
If a ghost touched my face with their fucking greasy hand, their greasy, like, was he just, like, cleaning out, I don't know, like a hair trap or something? I mean, I know he's in the engine room, so it's probably not, but I still, it's like, ew.
It's engine grease, yeah.
It's engine grease, but then he's touching people's faces. No, I take care of this skin.
In this global pandemic?
In this global pandemic with this skin?
No.
Sir.
I don't give a fuck if you're a ghost and you have a cool ghost dick. Get out of here.
You need to sit your ghost wrench dick down.
What if it's actually like a dick slap and it's just like the outline of grease of a dick?
But it looks like a wrench. I hope that's what it is. Yeah. It's like the shape of a wrench. Like, what if the tip of his dick looks like a wrench and that's like, what if his ghost nickname's Wrench Dick?
All the other ghosts just, like, tease him. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's Wrench Dick.
There's also, in addition to Wrench Dick ghost, there's also a lady in white. This is the classic ghost. Like, come on. Like,
is it a sheet or is she just wearing a white outfit?
I just, like, think of, like, a very ethereal kind of, like, floaty, like Stevie Nicks ghost almost.
The creepiest ghosts, though, are definitely the child ghosts.
Big time.
Like,
It's very creepy. There are child ghosts, according to a lot of the accounts that people have reported over the years.
Yeah.
There's a little girl who sucks her thumb in the boiler room. That sentence just really – I didn't like saying it. I wish it didn't come out of my mouth. I hate it.
Okay, woof. Like, yeah. I hate that too. Also, it's like, who's seeing that? I would like a background report on you.
It's very elaborate. Yeah. It's,
also, if there is a ghost and it's a girl who sucks her thumb in, I'm assuming she's a child and not an adult, but what was she doing in the boiler room when she died?
Yeah.
Like, or is she just down there now? Like, no, she probably died down there. That's why her ghost is down there. Like, who let her in there? There's some fucking sketchy shit around that one.
Yeah, hate it. There's also ghosts apparently of children who have drowned in the ship's pool.
Oh my god,
That's very creepy, and that makes me very sad.
Yeah, I think that one's fake. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's like documented, but apparently you could hear children laughing in the ship's nursery too.
Ooh.
But the pool is like a hotbed for activity. Which at first I was like, this pool sounds fucking cool. It still exists. It's like an indoor pool and it's glamorous. Like it has a mother of pearl ceiling and like mosaic tiling and an illuminated fountain. And it's everything you want on a luxury cruise liner. What was the one you said earlier? Like a fancy?
Oh, the...
Like celebrity cruises?
Celebrity cruises, yeah.
Like it's like, oh my God, like what sort of like... five-star, you know, luxury experience is this. Then I was on TripAdvisor today looking at reviews of people staying on the Queen Mary. It is not luxurious. This pool is a cement hole in a room somewhere in the bowels of this fucking boat. And it was like a 2012 picture, so it also like wasn't lit well. It had the date stamped on the bottom.
It's just like a potato picture, and it's just like, oh, that looks terrible. I hate it.
It was so terrible, and all this woman's pictures were like just
blurry.
Blurry. Yes. Why is it hot in there? Like it looks steamy in all of these pictures. It was probably – yeah, it was bad. And this was not that long ago, but also it made – everything just looks so gross and old down like in the ship, and the pool you can't use because of zoning shit. Like it's, I don't know what about it is like bad.
There's probably a lot of infrastructure that they need to like redo to have it in there.
No thanks.
Yeah, there's other ghosts throughout the ship.
Oh yeah, okay. I have some names that I came up with for these ones.
Okay.
These are just random ghosts. So there
these
is.
These are just random sightings that people have reported?
Okay. These are ghosts that, no, they're not random. They're seen in the pool area. So these,
I see.
The pool area is a hotbed for like children ghosts.
I see.
And for these three specific ghosts that people have multiple times reported seeing.
Gotcha.
Okay, the first one is young woman in a tennis skirt or Spooky Jean King. Billie Jean King.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. A woman in an old wedding gown next to the pool with a little boy in a suit. And that's Mary Kay Letourneau no longer living.
Oh, wait, didn't she actually die?
Yeah, she's actually dead. So maybe it's actually her.
Oh, dear.
And then the last one is, it's a girl who, there's always a cloud of steam when she appears, and she's wearing a blue and white dress. And then, like, as quickly as the steam appears and the girl appears, she also disappears. Ew. And I think her name is Lil Miss Vapes a lot.
I think she's vaping, yeah.
I think she's definitely vaping. She's not a child. She's, like, 100 years old at this point. And she could do what she wants, okay?
She could do whatever the fuck she wants.
She's a fucking ghost, so leave her alone.
Yeah. But of all these things on the ship, there's an entire stateroom on the ship that is notoriously haunted. And this is from the Queen Mary website. I'll just read it to you because it's just facts.
Yeah, we're not about doing extra work.
No.
I'm sorry.
This is a copy and paste. So this is from the website. Quote. Stateroom B340 has a large volume of recorded paranormal activity, with many stories of haunted encounters noted in the ship's logs. Reports date back to the final ocean voyage in 1967, not that long ago, and include complaints from guests staying in B340 claiming that someone was knocking on the door in the middle of the night. Other complaints include bathroom lights turning on by themselves, the sink faucet turning on and off on its own, and unexplained bathroom doors shutting. Somebody just had diarrhea, okay?
I was just thinking.
It's all like centering around the bathroom here.
Also, like, this just sounds like the people staying in that room got like super fucking drunk, ordered room service. The steward came, knocked on the door. They were like, oh, someone's here. Then they just didn't answer it. And then they were also too drunk to like forget to turn off the bathroom lights and shit.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Some guests have reported the covers of their bed being pulled off while asleep and waking to see a dark figure standing at the foot of the bed.
No.
Very spooky.
I think that's like people that just have like night terrors and sleep paralysis, but like they're staying on the boat.
That's classic sleep paralysis. And I feel like that happens with a lot of people who have sleep paralysis, is that it, if you're in an unfamiliar place and there's like already the – and yeah, there's already the idea that this is like a thing, it could definitely trigger it.
That's the thing. Okay, because we always talk about how your brain is like such a strong like muscle and it will trick you and like it's just – you know, that's what it is with these things. It's like if you tell someone something is spooky and they're into that and they come and they want to experience it, they're going to experience something.
Yeah.
Like that's just how it happens. Even I don't believe in ghosts, but like even if you told me I booked us the room B34, whatever, B3400, B340.
Yeah.
If you're like, I booked this room that's supposed to be haunted and we're going to go stay on it for the night, I'd be freaked out all night. Even though I know logically I don't believe in that stuff, I would still be creeped out.
Yeah. And apparently you can stay in this room. They've actually like made this into a suite. They've like, they've like knocked down the walls to like other staterooms and like made one big suite. Mm-hmm. And you can, they'll like make a whole situation for you. They'll give you like a Ouija board, like tarot cards and like all kinds of stuff to like make your stay in the room even creepier.
Oh my god.
So you can like summon demons, whatever you want to do in this room.
Where are all the like Christian moms protesting this? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they probably just don't know. If they listen to our podcast, they would know.
They would know. I don't think they do.
No. Anyway, so this is all the spooky stuff about it. There's tons more information about this. Like she has lived a life, you guys. I mean, just from the beginning of when she came to Long Beach, she was turned into a museum. They put like Jacques Cousteau's like Museum of the Sea or some bullshit in 1971 on board her.
Yeah.
On board the ship, and then it like a few years later failed because all the fish died. it wasn't good.
And they do like it is a museum, and they do have exhibits there. Like they've hosted like Titanic exhibits there and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like they're like, there's just like cool. There's always so many events going on there. If you live in the like greater Los Angeles area, there's like this big park right next to it, and that's where like we would do beer fest. Like there was like all these beer fests that we were going to, beer camp, and then even in the winter, they do like a winter wonderland type event. Like it's there's always stuff going on down there, and it's pretty cool. And like I said, you could buy tickets to get on and use the ticket cost towards drinks once you're there. So
And also they have done she wasn't always marketed well, I guess, through the years. And this is the thing that has like caused a lot of the degradation of the actual condition of the ship itself. Like there is, I think last year they did a report on like some of the infrastructure, like down below, like the, she's sitting in the water.
Yeah.
And you need to make, you know, she's salt
water erodes and it needs, things need to be cleaned continually. Yeah.
And there's shit falling apart. Like there's been reports of like, sewage lines bursting that have been like taped up with like fucking duct tape and like flooding in certain parts of the ship. So there's some
fucking wrench dick.
Yeah.
Get a licensed contractor in here. Okay. We don't
You can't keep relying on the ghosts that like live in the fucking steam room or whatever used to fix it. Yeah. So
handyman wrench dick. It's no thank you. We need some actual construction people in here.
Yeah, it's just a mess. We hope that she continues to get the help that she needs.
The work done. Gets the work done that she wants and deserves.
Mm-hmm. But she is like literally like Goldie Hawn or Meryl Streep from Death Becomes Her.
She is
just like dead.
Dude.
Inside, but like she keeps
she's
alive, but like she's physically falling apart. Yeah.
And she's like clinically dead, but technically alive somehow, and looks okay from afar, but like up close, it's a big old mess.
Yeah, yeah. A full-on Monet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's a zombie ship, and she just needs like a full revitalization, a revival, a raising from the dead. I don't know, whatever, what have you. A resurrection, uh-huh. if you will.
Yeah. Is that a paint color they can get her? Resurrection.
Yeah, resurrection. That's like what they airbrush her with.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then and then someone's like, we haven't had that color here since 1969. I had to get one more in. All right.
All right. Well, that's it. We got to stop. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Oh, my God. We would love if you would leave us a review on iTunes. Mm-hmm. It helps us out a lot. Don't forget to subscribe on any of the platforms that you're listening on. We're mm-hmm. on Google Podcasts. We're on Apple. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. All the places.
Yeah.
And we're always open to feedback or suggestions or topic pitches or whatever.
Yeah. Send us a note. Go to our website, dtfupodcast.com. Mm-hmm. There's a submit form there. You can throw us whatever you want on there, or you can just directly shoot us a note at dtfupodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, my God. Or on social media, at dtfupodcast, all the places.
Yeah. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. We got it all.
Come and talk to us on there because we're looking for content. We'll just retweet you. We don't care what you say.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, make it cool. Make it fun.
Yeah. Just whatever. Make it cute. But cute. We have a platform and we'll share it. So.
Yep. Love it. That's all I got.
Yeah. Same.
I've never been to the Queen Mary and I can't wait to go when all this shit is over and she's back open.
We'll have cocktails in the sneeze guard room.
I love it. I can't wait. If we ever get to do that, we'll be the first to know about it.
Yeah, we'll document it. We'll fucking mm-hmm. live stream it. We'll Instagram live it.
Yeah, 100%. All right, guys. Well, have a lovely day, morning, evening, whatever, whenever you're listening to this. Mm-hmm. What up? All right, Erin, shut up. Bye. You know what? Listen here.
You be excellent to yourself, ma'am.
Be excellent to yourselves.
And each other.
And each other. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Queen Mary.
And she curtsies.
Have you ever gotten a tampon stuck up there? You ever kicked a man in the balls when he told you how to smile? Ever peed on a guy's face for money? Well, we've got you covered. With enough stories, we'll drown out the patriarchy for good in their own semen. I'm Heather Ann Gottlieb, and this is Dirty Girl, available now on the Hoo Ha Ha Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Hoo Ha Ha Podcast.